April 8th, 2019. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, I have chosen these times in which to intervene in a generation that is traveling the road to perdition. This generation has found new ways to offend me, new convolutions of my commandments. There is the ongoing attitude that if someone else does it, it's okay. My approval is no longer important. This mindset got past generations nowhere. Pagan gods have taken over hearts, and their followers demand acceptance. False gods of money, power, and consumerism take hearts away from me. I come to lure souls back into love of me. I long to give souls only the best, only the choicest graces, not to mention peace. I love each soul from the time of conception to his death. I send angels to guard each soul and guide them along the path of righteousness. Sin is the barrier to the angels' efforts. You cannot listen to the small voice of your angels if your hearts are filled with noise of confusion and conflict. I long to place my hand over the heart of the world so that it may beat in harmony with my own majestic heart. The day will come, but not without my wrath." Note is given to read Hebrews chapter 2, 1 through 4. "Therefore we must pay the closer attention to what we have heard, lest we drift away from it. For if the message declared by angels was valid, and every transgression or disobedience received a just retribution, how shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation? It was declared at first by the Lord, and it was attested to us by those who heard him, while God also bore witness by signs and wonders and various miracles and by gifts of the Holy Spirit distributed according to his own will." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.